Have you shopped at the Culture Shop? That's culture with a K. That's right. Get there now at cultureshopping.com, where you can find the latest and high-quality product that creatively represents greatness of any kind. GTA & Company's The Culture Shop empowers various cultures and lifestyles by manufacturing modern design in custom apparel. Tap in right now to cultureshopping.com and get percentages off your purchases by using the Culture Shop promo code. Be in the know. GTA & Company's The Culture Shop. That's culture with a K at cultureshopping.com. Get there now.
This podcast and all the content associated is produced by Light Academy Productions.
Warning, this is not an interview. What you are about to hear is Life on E.
This is life, life on E, shine your light, be at peace. This is life, life on E, don't think twice, let it be. This is life, life on E, shine your light, be at peace. This is life, life on E.
I'm thinking higher level, trying to deny the devil. Sometimes it's just as hard as if you're trying to build a garden with me and deny the shovel, or biking without a pedal. But I raise my vibrations up and I never settle. Blessings to you all. Found peace in myself and now I'm making more moves than a U-Haul. Shoot my shot to get to scratch like I sunk in the cue ball. Born again, a new God, get a step like Q-Dog.
Free your mind, let it ease. This is life, life on E. Shine your light, be at peace. This is life, life on E. Don't think twice, let it be. This is life, life on E. Shine your light, be at peace. This is life, life on E.
So what's up, lifers? It's George, and I'm here on a wonderful Saturday in the friendly city, and I've had the esteemed privilege to stop by and tap in with one of our gems from here and here, always here pouring her energy back into this community. I'm here with the lovely Miss Tori Gardner. Everyone, give her a hand. What's up, Tori? How you doing? Would you say when I said to you that I wanted to have you on the podcast today, would you say it was random?
First thing was I was shy.
Okay.
And
so you're here. So we're over
yeah,
the shy
I'm
part.
I'm here. Yeah. Over the shy part. And then you let me know that I wasn't going to be on camera.
Partially. Yeah.
But it worked. I'm here.
Okay. I really wanted to thank you. As a fellow entrepreneur myself, like, I've seen your brand and, like, when you put different content out and things like that, I don't know if you know that that's good for other entrepreneurs to see, because, you know, we go through times where we don't feel as engaged or want to, like, do those things. But when we see people with a fresh energy doing it, it helps us get up at times. So I did want to commend you on what the work you have been doing with your business and your brand. So just know that your ponytails, I want to jump right into your ponytails.
Okay.
Because
jump straight into the ponytails
because you did my niece's ponytail for her baby shower, and nice. I saw her, and when I saw her, that's that Yo Tori, ain't it? That was the first thing I said
to
her.
Sauce.
And yeah, with the
okay,
how were you able to like, I didn't say anything. Like, I already knew when I saw it that that was your work. So how does that happen? Explain it.
So when being a creator and creating magic, like, you want your own style. So you can do something generic, but then you have to kind of, like, put your signature on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did. All of my ponytails have my signature on it. So no matter if you see it in Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, Texas, Florida, anyway, you gonna know.
You definitely gonna know. And that was something, even me saying that, I saw my niece's face light up to the fact that I knew who did it.
Yeah.
So shout out to you. Just a random. So you mentioned different states, and that was another component that I wanted to talk to you about, because it's something that, you know, a lot of times we talk about business just from being in one place. And from the content that I'm talking about with you, you know, putting out, I've shared it. We kind of said stuff on social media about the stuff that I've shared, mm-hmm. but I actually follow the link. I do that because I do that. So mm-hmm. it's be like, all right, let's follow the links and see where it goes.
Yeah.
So I pulled up your, I guess where you book.
Yeah, my booking site.
Your booking site. And it was interesting that Columbus is in your schedule on every weekend. So talk to me about doing business in Mississippi and Alabama, like intentionally and regularly and consistently. How does that happen?
So Columbus is my hometown.
Okay.
That's where I started. That's where first person gave me a chance at. So I kind of feel obligated to come here. It doesn't have to be every weekend, but to just like show homage to the people that's here in my city and that had supported me from the jump, because I started out of nowhere with nothing.
So talk to me about the start. When did this happen? When did you know? Talk to me.
So I never knew I wanted to do hair, like professionally. I always could. My older sister, Yoshi, taught me how to braid, taught me how to comb hair. And I mean, it was just like in school, like middle school, high school, just like siblings, friends, like close friends. I'm not talking about like random people, but like family, some families, but nothing major, nothing that I was frequently getting paid for, nothing that I was dependent on, just kind of like, hey, we sitting around like, let's do our hair so we can go to the movies or something like that. So when I went to college and like that really wasn't working out, I was working part-time in retail. Mm-hmm. That really wasn't working out, but it was, you know, keeping me above water.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, like, you know, being a broke college student and working a part-time job, like, you don't have the extra money to splurge on getting your hair done, especially when you come from a household full of hair.
Right.
So my mom is like, you got your own hair on your head. Yeah. So if you want weave or whatever you want to do, then you can fund it yourself. And I didn't have the funds to fund it myself. So started doing my own. And then when you work in retail, you're around women and people all day. So they say, who did your hair? And I'm like, I did this myself. Can you do my hair? I'm like, child, like, you know, this ain't what I do. I just do it for right. me. So it turns into that one coworker. Then it turns to like your coworker friend, then your coworker friend mom. So then you look up and you got a whole clientele that you ain't even asked for.
Mm-hmm.
So then, hey, it's good money. I ain't got no responsibilities. You know, you don't have, I didn't have a household or a family at the time. So, I mean, it was just good money. So then, I'll never forget one day, one random day. It wasn't a holiday or anything like that. I was at work. And working in retail can be very stressful.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ladies there always had amazing, like, spirit around her, like, never was in a bad mood. And I end up walking on the underwear aisle, the men underwear aisle. And there was her department that she was working. And she asked me about my hair, like she always do, nothing crazy. But I could tell something was off that day.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, who did your hair? I was like, I did my hair. She was like, it's always so pretty. And she, like, looked me in my eyes, and she was like, this is your calling.
Mm.
Like, you can't play with this.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay. So then, like, from that
you
day
felt
forward,
her in
that.
You
yeah,
felt-
like, she looked me in my eyes. She was like, this is your calling. And I'm like, I never had anybody tell me anything like that ever in life.
Mm.
So it struck different. So then it's like, am I on to something? Like, is this really what I'm supposed to do? Because, like, going to that job never made me happy. It never fulfilled me. But hair did. Like, every time I would be doing hair at home, like, I never felt like I was working. Mm-hmm. I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, sometimes at 4 o'clock in the morning just to get started so I can do it before work, go to work, and do it after work. But every time I got on somebody's head, I never felt like I was doing hair. So it had to be.
So that speaks a lot to, like, your... when you say you have an obligation to do it at home. So it's like, it's not really work though. You feel like you're just coming home and doing what you were doing in the start. So what about the discipline in doing that though? You get what I'm saying? Ooh. You gotta really discipline yourself to do that regularly though. So
it does come easy with it being your passion.
Mm-hmm.
That part do come easy. But what comes hard is growing and becoming an adult, like those growing pains.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, even on your off day, when you really just want to stay in the bed and not get up, like, well, I got an obligation. Like, I got to get up. I told this girl, like, she can come, get her hair done. So, and then, you know, once you're doing it, it don't feel like work. So then it kind of motivates you. And then you get a prize at the end. So,
the ultimate
prize. I mean,
prize.
Anybody that ever tells you it ain't about the money, it is. Like, this is how you eat.
Facts.
So,
Talk to me about entrepreneurship and, like, family. Did you come from entrepreneur? Have you seen anyone stepping out themselves?
No. So, I was born in a household of heroes. Like, my mom, my dad, my two older siblings. Like, I couldn't ask for more.
Mm-hmm.
But with that, like, with my household, my mom and my dad, and looking at my cousins and aunts, like, everybody worked.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, you grew up knowing that you go to school, you go to college, you get a job, you work.
Right.
So, like, neither one of my parents owned a business, but my mom at the time, like, she had been at her job for 22 years, and then my dad had been up... he's still there. So, like, neither one of them, like, had a business. So, neither one of them knew how to help me have a business.
Right.
So, when I first said that I wanted to move to go to school, like, the first thing my dad said, well, you can just commute. Like, you can go to school. I want you to go to school, but just commute. And it's like, well, it really doesn't work like that. You know, I have to travel 2 hours, go to school, stay in school all day, travel back, and then still work.
Mm-hmm.
And that was ideal in his head because he didn't want me to quit my job, something that I had stock in. I had 401k in at a very young age.
Right.
And, like, it was out the norm. So it was like, you can do this at home. You could do it on your side. But to live off of it, girl, you better tighten up.
For real.
So my parents necessarily wasn't able to give me advice about it, but they were supportive about it.
Mm.
And this would kind of help. They knew, like, tell me no and I'm going to go a little bit harder.
So they know their daughter.
So they knew, like, say, you could do it, but what about doing it with this? Or, you know.
Not just a no and a hard no. Right. And just, so which is, when you talk about heroes, that's a good component from them, because a lot of times when you don't know about something, you double down in shunning it and tearing it down.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's awesome to know that you were, even though they couldn't really understand the path that you were taking, they still supported you through that process.
Yeah. I mean, I think they knew, with all of my siblings, I think they knew exactly what they were birthing. Like, nobody, from the jump, it was different.
Mm.
Yoshi, like, that was, so then I was number three. They kind of had it, you know, under control by then. And then three more came, like.
Oh, like, so you have three more after you?
Yes, it's a total of six.
Okay, so there's another responsibility that you have for the three that come after to show, like, some diversity.
And then I really couldn't drop the ball on it, because then, like, I got three more that's coming after me that might want to do the same thing.
Mm.
So
that's amazing. So tell me about the business in and itself. What's your business called?
So I am Yo Tori. And a lot of people just think that Tori is my name, you know, the ones that don't know me. But it's like, no, like, Yo Tori, like, all of this my brand. And I'm the owner of Dope Hair.
Dope Hair. So that, what is that? You sell hair?
A little bit of all of it.
Okay.
Anything hair, anything beauty, anything related to that.
Okay, so what do you see this taking you? Because I'm here at this point. I think my admiration for you is just like, now that you're telling me the story, that's where it comes from. Mm-hmm. Just knowing that you found your passion and your purpose and you're operating in that.
Yeah.
Because many times there's a tussle with us knowing our purpose and then actually operating in it. There's a whole separate thing. So just, I've known that. I didn't know that it wasn't the original plan. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I think that's the awesome part about that. So, and I know your husband.
Yeah.
He's absolutely awesome. Teammate of mine. And he's come into the beauty.
Yes.
Realm. He's a barber.
Out of nowhere.
So how's that going?
It's going great.
So do you guys plan on opening like a real big barber in here? Something?
No.
All right. Yeah.
He has his thing. I have mine. We do work together sometimes.
Okay.
He's a Taurus and I'm a Leo. So it's kind of like mess with the bull, you get the horns, and the king of the jungle. So.
Facts.
Yeah. So he does his thing. I do mine.
That's awesome. So the reason why I said that, because I see a lot of a brother of mine. He's a barber as well. And I get some insight into the barber world from him. And a lot of times you see partners in that realm where they kind of work together and kind of build that up. So I just wondered if that was ever something that was thrown around, amongst you guys.
No, not really. Like, I do have, okay, I'm just 28, but retirement talk is now, right?
That word.
Not today, but soon.
That word does not exist.
It doesn't.
It's not a real word.
It's
they fed it to our parents.
They did.
Now that they're retiring and they're realizing that,
well,
it's not what they told us it was.
You don't sit at home and just, rock on your rocking chair and all that other kind of stuff. But
I don't ever see you retiring. That's just my personal thing. I think you're going to be 80 still making some stuff happen. That's just.
Wait a second.
What?
Retiring from behind the chair, sir.
Oh, the operation in itself still. Okay. Yeah. I got you.
This a legacy. Like, why would I just
facts
build this up and then just drop it off?
That's facts.
Okay.
That's facts. Retirement time. I get it. All right. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
It's just a word. It's just a word.
Just a word.
But what do you see yourself in 5 years, ma'am?
I hate that.
You hate it?
I hate
What do you hate about it? So is it more so a tomorrow thing? What you got? Give it to me.
I hate it because, okay, so I decided to move from Columbus at 22, right? Mm-hmm. So it was like a thing. Shy was just my boyfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. Go to him, like, I'm finna move, you coming?
Right.
And then he like, yeah, like,
right.
You think I'm gonna stay? So at 22, I had already made up my mind that nothing was gonna be by the book.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing was gonna be like planned out and, of course it wasn't. I decided I was going to get married 2 weeks before I got married. You know what I'm saying? So
Right. Everything
was going to be like how I wanted it to be, like when we wanted it to
On
be.
Your own terms.
Yes. So then by 25, I decided like I'm not doing anything I want to do. So just because you say I got to sit down and make out a 5-year plan, a 10-year plan, if I don't feel like doing it, I'm not doing it.
That is amazing.
So.
And thank you.
So that's why I hate that. Like,
that's not the first time I've heard that. And it doesn't work for everyone.
It doesn't work for everyone.
So, and I've written out a plan and it didn't go according to what I wrote. So,
So do we have goals? Yes. But goals, I really hate to call it goals because that's my reality.
Mm.
So whatever you set out to, set for a goal, you write it down, make a plan and you execute the plan. That's how it becomes reality. So, nothing's like, what do you plan on doing in 5 years? Not like what I'm doing in 5 years or, whatever I want to do in 5 years type of thing.
So will this room turn into an entity all in itself in that space? Did I position that correctly? You get what I'm trying to ask?
I mean, it could be, but what if we're somewhere bigger?
Okay.
I mean, you know, you never want to stay stagnant. So, like, I don't want to be confined to one room or one area for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. So, like, will this room always hold value? Yes, because that's what I set it up to be.
Right.
But will, like, I still be here, or will the business still be here? I can't promise that. Mm-hmm. Because, like, you know, you do have plans.
You're just going to do dope hair wherever you're at.
Yes. Period.
Period.
No way around it.
Like, period. So, I wanted to, so are there other, how are you received from the other hair culture here? Because I don't know. I just feel like the Yotori brand kind of stands on its own. So, like, how, and I use here as an example because we're here now.
Yeah.
So.
And that's where it originated at.
Right.
But I guess, like, in the beauty industry, period, or maybe in other industries, but I've never been in those, so I really can't speak on it. But it's always a fine line on, like, is it going to be some competition, or do you compare yourself, or, you know, are you the best, or, you know, where do you fall in it? But I really can't relate to that, because, like I said, I was born in the house of heroes, so it was never any competition.
Mm.
So when you're born into that life, then
you don't even see it.
Yeah, you don't see it because you're brought up a different way. So I had two older siblings older than me, one which being my sister. It was never any competition between her. Yosha was the goddess before, you know, people were like, oh, goals and all this other kind of stuff. She was that pretty brown girl that had the beautiful hair, the nice figure, dressed dope. Like, that's what I had, you know, to learn and feed off of, right? So my upbringing, my parents never compared me to her. So, like, when you're brought up that way, you don't, it's no comparison. So I didn't even know what that was, you know, like going into a work field or
right.
friends or you know,
school. Just
don't,
it doesn't,
yeah, like yeah. that. You don't compare yourself to others.
I kind of equate that to, you know, I can't really empathize with those that didn't have a father because I always had one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's one, and then, you know, I had to really kind of check myself on that because when you deal with people that didn't have a father, you have to understand that they didn't have it. But yeah. when you didn't not have it, how can you really, you don't know.
Yeah.
Because true. You've had a father every day that was supportive and there and that type of thing there. So I feel you on that. That's something that you'll always have the blinders to. And I think that's going to give yeah. you an advantage, really, because you don't even see
I
it
I think
as
that's
that.
What has, you know, like I don't understand, but I don't have to, like, you know, look at the next or wonder what the next is like, you know, create your own path. Like, yeah, you know, you could be doing the exact same thing that someone else is doing, but it's always going to be different. We can have the exact same teacher, we can have the exact same products and tools, but it'll always be different.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Yosha, we have the same mother and father,
but you're different.
We're different.
Facts. So I'm excited to know what I know now, like having this conversation with you and get to walk away and share, you know, a bit more, you know, about what you yeah. do. And I think that's, you know, word of mouth is your biggest thing anyway.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, I think just as entrepreneurs, it's important that we support each other. And, like, you know, if I know of resources, I need to make sure that I'm tapping in with you. And even off before we came on air, you know, challenging you to your personal brand, you know, coming on out and speaking yeah. a lot more. Because even now, when you just, the thing that you just said about the plans,
mm-hmm.
that has to be shared more.
Right.
Because there's people out here that are definitely making people plan. And, you know, like I said, the plans don't always work out that way.
Right.
And a lot of times, I think it's more so along the lines of what you said to be the truth, just flat out facts.
Right.
So I'm excited about what's to come, whatever that is. I'm excited yeah. to see more ponytails.
Yeah.
Being slayed. So I got a question before we go. So do you actually stand in a chair and like have to, like, how does that happen? Because I asked Amber
it takes
this.
Time. Like, you know, everybody's head is different.
Like the actual shape of their head?
Yes.
Oh,
Okay. Everybody's hairline is different. Mm. So, I mean, you kind of just go off the person, go off the vibe. I mean, I might swear you up, and then the next person might get swirled down. So, you know what I mean? It's just
But you're going to know. You're going to know your Tory did it.
Yep.
If you don't know nothing else. So, before we go, you kind of already did it, but I want to specifically lay it out there. What is the message that you have for inspiring women entrepreneurs and making that transition and helping them do that? Go.
If you're going to be your own boss, be your own boss. Like, you can't go by a rule book. You can't nobody tell you how to do this, right? And you have to trust the process. It's no way around it. Get off of social media. You know, these people literally can go outside, stand in front of a car, take a picture, and you think it's there. So then you're working towards it.
Right.
And it's all, the internet is an illusion. So, you know, have tunnel vision. Don't try to skip the process. Don't try to, you know, not work for it. Mm. Because, like, nothing, I don't care what anybody tell you, nothing is given to you out here. Like, everything you have, you're going to have to work for it. And if you don't work for it, then it's not going to last. So.
It's that simple. And you guys, I want to thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
I know it was sporadic, but that's why.
It was.
That's why we have what we have and we can do what we do. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's no excuses. So, you don't accept excuses, do you?
What is it?
Okay. I appreciate you. Where can everyone tap in with you?
Okay, Instagram, yo_Tory, and Facebook, Tory Miller Gardner.
All right, cool. So a lot of dope hair getting done.
Yes.
2020 and beyond. Love y'all, lifers. Peace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Free your mind, let it ease. This is life, life on E. Shine your light, be at peace. This is life, life on E. Don't think twice, let it be. This is life, life on E. Shine your light, be at peace. This is life on E.
I'm thinking higher level, trying to deny the devil. Sometimes it's just as hard as if you're trying to build a garden when being denied a shovel or biking without a pedal. But I raise my vibrations up and I never settle. Blessings to you all. Found peace in myself and now I'm making more moves than a U-Haul. Shoot my shot to get to scratch like I sunk in the cue ball. Born again, a new God. Get in step like Q-Dog.
Free your mind, let it ease. This is life on E. Shine your light, be at peace. This is life on E. Don't think twice, let it be. This is life on E. Shine your light, be at peace. This is life on E.